We often spend our energy locked into lack, limitation, and unproductive choices. But life is a grand journey and can be whatever we choose it to be. D. Gary Young.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hi, I'm Samantha Lee Wright. So often on this show, we talk about the importance of quality when it comes to essential oils. And that's because, well, quality matters. It matters in the food that you eat, the water you drink, the air you breathe, the supplements you take, and of course, in the oils you choose. Choosing a good quality oil is not just a brand choice. It's also an environmental issue, an economic issue, and a safety issue. When it comes to choosing a brand, there can be many aspects that factor into your choice, such as oil quality, your budget, your intention of use, the values you're looking for in a company, the additional resources that a company may or may not provide, the diversity in products offered, and so much more. Each person's priorities are going to differ, and I respect every person's choice of essential oil brand. This episode is not out to bash other brands or guilt you into making the same choices that I made. This is simply my story and why I chose and still choose to use Young Living Essential Oils as my go-to brand. For this very special and somewhat different episode from our others, we're sharing stories about Young Living Farms, a little history of the company itself, and a history of essential oils as an industry. We give a thorough breakdown of what Young Living calls their seed-to-seal guarantee, which refers to their promise to consumers to always provide the most authentic and highest quality oil possible. I hope you enjoy. First, our prologue, the death of essential oil distillation and the birth of Young Living Essential Oils. What could be more American than seeing someone with no inheritance, no funding, and no corporate experience start off with just one stainless steel pressure cooker in a small kitchen in Utah and grow their passion for health into a $1 billion company? Gary Young's life began in poverty in the mountains of Idaho, living with his parents and five siblings in a 30 by 30 foot cabin with no electricity or running water. Gary grew up and started work in the logging industry, where he would one day encounter an almost fatal accident, where he lost his ability to walk and was told he'd never walk again. Through hardship and pain, Gary Young regained his ability to walk through his persistent exploration of alternative health. Later, he was introduced to essential oils and learned with sadness that the true art of distillation was slowly being lost to fast extraction methods with modern equipment and chemicals. In 1993, he teamed up with his wife, Mary Young, to start a small grassroots company aimed at preserving the authentic and purest forms of essential oil extractions. That business is now known as the world leader in essential oils. At the heart of Young Living was a clear mission to produce the best and most authentic essential oils possible and to bring the use of therapeutic-grade essential oils back to the people. Now, before the 1950s, pure and authentic essential oils were once everyday products being used and sold as medicine, used in cooking and children's candies, because that was the only option back then for flavorings and perfumes. But as the Industrial Revolution began, and with it, the use and inventions of synthetic chemicals, all of that changed. During World War II, synthetic chemicals became known to the world. They smelled similar, they tasted similar, and were infinitely cheaper to use in commercial goods rather than pure, authentic essential oils. So by 1960, the essential oil market was almost completely dead, and by 1985, most distilleries had shut down and sold off their farms and equipment. With this mass exodus of professional essential oil distilleries came the loss of the teaching of how to produce authentic, unadulterated, and therapeutic quality essential oils. Today, 90% of distilleries that existed in the 1980s are gone. Throughout this episode, you'll hear about the lengths that Young Living has gone to reverse this trend, to revive the lost art of essential oil distillation, and to bring the use of therapeutic grade pure essential oils back to the people. They call it their seed to seal guarantee. Today, you'll hear from several people who have seen up close just how dedicated Young Living is to keeping their promise of producing the world's best and most authentic essential oils. You'll hear stories about the farms, about the science of distillation, and about the often extreme lengths that Young Living will go to keep their seed to seal promise. We start out our program talking about what exactly is seed to seal. You'll hear voices from Dr. David Stewart, a chemist and author of Essential Oil Chemistry Made Simple, which, by the way, is not very simple, and also Julie Cherto, who is a Young Living Gold and who has been to personally over 9 different Young Living farms, harvest, and distillations. In seed to seal first, we start with the seed. Young Living chooses only original heritage stock seeds, never chosen from GMO, hybrids, or non-organic stock. Not only that, but each seed is hand-selected from stock that has come from healthy, vibrant plants grown in their natural environment to guarantee that the therapeutic quality is vibrant and hardy.
Even in the same species, there are varieties of seed. And so when Young Living gets the right seed, well, here's an interesting story. When Gary went to France to learn about lavender crops, and this is 20 years ago or more, he was very impressed with the quality of the lavender that was in France. And so it was illegal to actually carry lavender seeds out of the country. France kind of wanted to keep a semi-monopoly on that particular flower and scent. But Gary actually... He actually took seeds from French lavender plants and put them in his boots and smuggled them out of the country. And then he replanted them in Utah, trying to find, you know, the right combination of climates and fertilizer, well, and soil and so forth, and successfully grew lavender and still grows lavender in Utah and as well as in Idaho from the seeds that began, which were smuggled out of France. Interestingly enough, some things have happened to damage the lavender in France in the last few years. And the lavender farmers in France were losing their crops and they couldn't get the same quality of lavender they used to get. And it was looking like lavender, which was France is very proud of having best lavender in the world, they were losing that reputation because they weren't getting the quality of lavender they used to get. Well, guess where they came to get the good seed to reestablish lavender in France? Gary Young. The smuggled seeds. So luckily he did smuggle those seeds and was able to preserve a pure, pristine, healthy environment so that the lavender seeds that he produced in Utah and up in Idaho helped to restore France to its position in raising good lavender.
After picking the seeds, then comes cultivation. Young Living is the only essential oil company that owns and operates their own farms. They also partner closely with other farms to meet demand of their product, but even these farms must undergo careful and close examination and then be trained personally by Young Living's expert quality control and master farmers.
There is no comparison from a company that picks up a phone and places an order with some distributor of essential oils. They don't know their farming practices, they don't know their watering system, they don't know their distillation system. You don't know what you're really getting. And so there's a few things that are imperative to know about. And like Young Living, it's not just a phrase. Like there's companies that make up these phrases like certified. I mean, there's no agency that is certifying. So that's a false statement, you know? But seed to seal is not a made up terminology. It is the whole Young Living way. It's a life, it's a consciousness that we are so lucky and so privileged to be a part of. My God, I mean, there's, you know, Gary Young really does care about humanity, and he'll spend 5 years preparing the soil to plant a crop. I mean, who does that? You know, he will spend time putting minerals into the soil and alkalining it. And I mean, it's just a, you know, how would you and I know these things unless you know and you've been there? And I've seen a lot, like, for example, if a company, what do they water with? Is there city tap water coming in? Because if so, you could just read 100,000 articles. What's in city tap water? All of Young Living is melted snow melt water or well water. And so it's very pure and very clean. Our companies spraying their plants for pesticide, you know, with pesticide spraying, because that's going to go into the oil.
Those farms are totally chemical free. They use no chemical fertilizers, no herbicides, no pesticides. And where possible, he tills the ground with horses instead of tractors, because he doesn't even want to have diesel fuel accidentally spilled anywhere on the property. Although he uses tractors too, you just can't manage tens of thousands of acres without some machinery. But they're very careful about polluting the soil in any way at all. And he has natural ways to control insect pests. For example, there was insects that had invaded his fields down in Mona, Utah, 1 year, and he doesn't use any pesticides. So there was a radio engineer up in Cheney, Washington, and he hired him to, his name is Bruce Tinio, develop me some radio broadcasting equipment that I can broadcast over my fields that will produce a signal that will drive the insects away. So Bruce Tinio took the insects, studied their natural frequencies, and figured out that if he hit those insects with a radio wave of a certain frequency, it'd kind of drive them crazy and they'd leave. It didn't kill them, it just made them go. And so he did that, and he was able to have no pests on his fields. He'll try some very creative ways, in a humane ways, to deal with the pest problem, recognizing that, you know, they have their own needs too. And Gary prays over his fields often. And he wants his employees to be in good moods and in a good frame of mind when they work in the fields and when they work in his laboratories and distilleries. He instructs his employees, he said, if you're in a bad mood, don't come to work. Stay home and reconcile yourself, because I don't want your emotional attitudes to be influencing the growth of our plants, because that will also affect the way the oils will work.
Young Living actually has these quartz crystal towers that are buried 6 feet into the earth that changes the grid lines of the farm so that bugs are not drawn. And I've talked to the man myself. I have seen these quartz crystal towers. They're both at the Mona, Utah farm, and they're at the St. Mary's farm. So, and it's also affecting the nearby farms. They're not having to spray as much because of what we've done with these quartz crystal towers.
After cultivation comes the harvest. All Young Living plants are harvested for distillation at the peak moment of that plant's vibrancy. Plants are tested as little as every 15 minutes during certain periods to determine when they will be the most potent.
The other thing that Young Living is known for is doing the Brix test. This is when they are deciding, is the crop ready to be harvested? Will the compounds be the highest and the best condition and time of the year and all of that, so that we do get a quality oil with all the compounds that make it a therapeutic oil? And so this Brix test, they take a leaf from a plant, they put it in this little contraption thing, and they squeeze the liquid from that plant. It goes onto a little glass slide, and then they look in there, and there's like a number meter in there. And every plant requires a different percentage, and I don't know what they are. That's where Gary Young is also a master of that. And so, like, we were right ready to do the very first Melissa harvest, and Melissa's very hard to grow. And so it takes time, and it's just not an easy crop to grow. And Gary and we were all so excited that we're right ready to harvest it and make the oil for the very first time. And so he sent the farm manager to do the Brix test, and it was at the highest level that they wanted. He said, let's just do a quick 10-minute breakfast and then go cut. And we were all happy and excited. And so he sent the farm manager one more time in that 10-minute period back to the Melissa to test it. It dropped 23 points down within 10 minutes. And it took another, like, almost 2 months for it to get back to that level that they needed. Now, how would you and I know that they did not harvest it in that lower, you know, when it wasn't really quite the highest compounds?
Once the plant is finally cut for distillation, they are either brought directly to the distillery, which is on site, or left to age, depending on what would bring out the best therapeutic value of that specific plant. Then comes distillation. Each oil is steam or cold press distilled for the exact amount of time at the exact perfect temperature that will bring out its complete therapeutic value, not that will produce the most oil in the shortest amount of time.
I got an email from a medical doctor who said that Young Living is claiming that frankincense oil has boswellic acid in it, and it doesn't. Well, my answer to her was, boswellic acid is a trace compound that is necessary for frankincense to have its healing properties. But if you harvest the frankincense in such a way and distill it at too low of a temperature, at the wrong pressure, and for too short a period of time, the boswellic acid will not come through into the oil. It has to be distilled, I think, for at least 15 hours at a certain temperature. And Gary Young has checked all the possibilities with all of the oils on the ways to do it, to find the combination of temperature, length of distillation, and so forth that gives you the most powerful oil. And that's why Young Living oils are very special, because Gary has done all the research to find out the best way to get the right oil from each species. They're all different. And so I told this doctor, if you don't distill the frankincense rosin for the correct time at the correct temperature, the boswellic acid does not come through and you won't find it in the finished oil. But Young Living oils contain the boswellic acid.
Is the company, like when we were in France, we were third in line to distill our harvested lavender, and there were two other companies before us. And while we were waiting, Gary Young said, you guys come over here. This is exactly what I was just telling you. This company distilled for 15 minutes. And that was it. And Gary was telling us that it takes an hour and a half to distill to bring out the therapeutic compounds from the lavender plant material. And that just distilling for 15 minutes, you're getting like just the smell of the oil. I mean, it's nothing more. There's not going to be any other effects. It's not long enough. But it's very costly to fire up for one distillation. But how would you and I, the unsuspecting public, even know that they did 15 minutes? We would never, ever know that.
And finally comes the testing and bottling. Young Living has some of the most advanced essential oil testing equipment on the planet. Every batch of oil is tested in their in-house state-of-the-art laboratory in Spanish Fork, Utah, and also sent out to the most respected third-party labs to ensure their oils contain not only pure, unadulterated substances, but also all necessary active therapeutic components. They, of course, do GCMS testing, which is the standard for most companies. But this test only shows component levels and cannot show if these components are synthetic in origin or adulterated. So they also run an average of 8 other tests to their oils to ensure they are the highest quality possible.
Is the plant material being distilled in stainless steel? They were not distilling in stainless steel. So the heavy metals from the distillation was going right into the oil, which is a very toxic oil. And you'll often see, like at health food stores, you know, for topical use only. And that's because it's too dangerous because it has all these other things in it. And actually the truth is, and Gary told us many, many times, that a company will take one drop of lavender, let's say, and fill it up with propylene glycol. It's propylene glycol is no different from antifreeze for your car. That's what it is. And it's cheap, it's odorless, and it's colorless. So you and I, again, the unsuspecting public would never know because it has that drop or two of the smell good part of the oil, you know, so it could easily be hidden in that way.
Young Living meets or exceeds the ISO and AFNOR standards put out by these agencies, which are entities that set standards on a global scale, as well as hold Young Living to the respected French standards for purity for therapeutic grade essential oils.
The enlightenment that we have now, mainly obtained through Gary Young, didn't begin until the 20th century, but it started really in France with Dr. Gaudafossi was a French chemist working in a perfume factory. It was actually a family business that his family owned. It was severely burned. And they were a perfume factory, and they were using essential oils for their scents. And his severely burned arm was, there was a vat of lavender oil in the laboratory. I guess it was the nearest liquid nearby, and he just plunged his arm severely burned into that, and he was then amazed to see how quickly the burn healed with minimal pain and minimal scarring. And that's when he realized, and the first person really in the 20th century to realize, that essential oils are more than perfume.
Then finally, oils are bottled and sealed in their very own laboratories to avoid the chance of any contamination, and each bottle is labeled with its batch number so that quality control is possible in such a large operation. The Latin name of each plant is included as well on the label so that species can be identified easily for therapeutic use, and the user knows exactly what plant they are using. The oils are bottled in a special amber glass bottle that helps protect the oil from harmful sunlight, which, if exposed, can easily damage the therapeutic properties. Coming up after the break, we talk about an inside look of Young Living Farms and what it's really like to take part of the process of seed to seal. That's from Revolution Oils when our program continues.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy, M-A-M-M, OTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Act 2, From Farm to Bottle. Here's Becky Webb, who is our leader at the Revolution Oils team and is a Young Living Diamond who's been with Young Living since 2013.
I just recently got back from the Sandalwood Farm, which is our partner farm in Hawaii, on the Big Island in Hawaii. It's probably one of the most amazing experiences that I've ever had. The owner of this in the Sandalwood Farm in Hawaii in particular was just so, so passionate about how he cultivated the land. But we walked up the mountain to where the sandalwood trees were growing, and we saw, they showed us the sandalwood plants, and we were able to pick seeds from the trees and collect them. And then he described to us the process that goes on, that they only take the dead trees. It allows for new growth. It's so sustainable. It's a very sustainable model. They have one of the only farms like this in the entire world. And even the other farmers on the islands that are trying to grow sandalwood are looking over at this farm and thinking, how are they doing it? How are they growing so much sandalwood? And he's just sharing with us the whole process of not only how they grow the sandalwood and how it's completely sustainable, but also just the history and the culture. And there's just so much more to it even than just how they grow it. You know, there's so much history and culture to it that it's just really cool how they, you know, how they pay their workers well, how those workers are able to provide economically for that area. I guess it's the what I'm talking about is the global economy there. Yeah, that wellness, that purpose, and that abundance. It's just encompassed in Young Living's mission, and it's completely just seat to seal in everything that the company is about. Gary Young is so, I mean, the man knows so much incredible things. I mean, he's just like full of so much knowledge. But what I do love about Gary Young is just his heart for people. And you can tell that he has just this really deep heart to help people. Just about every time I've heard him speak, he tears up and starts crying. And he just has a really soft heart. And I think that's what I love about him, is that it reaffirms to me how heartfelt the company is as a whole, and just how much his desire is not just to make money on oils or something, but really to help people. And he really has this really deep mission to change the world. And I think that's why Young Living's done what it has, because of his heart. a huge thing is if you ever get the chance to go to a Young Living farm, just go. I mean, their doors are so open. The company is so open. I mean, you can go, you can tour the distilleries, you can tour the farms, you can see it all for yourself. And so I just encourage people to go and do that. And I think it's such a great experience. And when you see the really see the heart of the company, you understand why they do what they do and that they really are getting you the best product out there. And it's the coolest thing when you get with that many people and that's their biggest mission and their biggest goal is to see these products just do what they do and change people's lives. It's a really exciting and fun place to be.
And now let's hear from Jonathan Webb, who went to Winter Harvests this past winter in northern Idaho to help distill and harvest the black spruce.
I mean, you're out in the middle of nowhere. So some people don't like that, but, and it's cold. It wasn't really cold when we were there, but it can get really cold. So it's a fun little trip.
Young Living Farms are always open to the public, but they do hold special events throughout the year specifically designed to give distributors and the people an opportunity to take part in the process of distillation.
Everything from cutting the tree down, chipping it, putting it in the distillery, watching the oil come out and draining the oil, separating it from the water, pouring it into the bottles. I mean, everything. We did all of it. And we actually got to ride in a horse-drawn buggy wagon thing for a while because that's how they were getting the trees to the chipper, in the back of a wagon pulled by horses. And they plant them. It takes them about 12 years to grow to where they cut them for the oil. So if you think about that, they're constantly planting new trees, which is cool for the environment. They're just on a cycle. So they have the one trees, I guess if they're called buds, that were literally not even up to my ankle that would be ready, you know, 12 years from now. So when I'm 50, those trees will be cut down for Young Living oil. How crazy is that? Stuff already, but they really love what they do. And I think that just speaks to Mary and Gary, how well they've really shepherded the team. And by the team, I mean everyone that's involved, from the guy driving the skid steer to the guy testing the oil in Utah. From our perspective, out here in the I'm quotation marking with my fingers, in the sales world, our perspective is those guys are awesome. You know, we love that we own our own farms, and when we get to see it, we're in awe. But for them, it's the same. Like when we come, it gives them an extra burst of excitement and adrenaline because they see how much the product's loved, if that makes sense. Like they see how much we love the products and how much we admire them. But seeing it, and even though I knew about the seed to seal, even though I knew we owned our own farm and we cut our own stuff and we put it into our own distillery and it comes out and we test it, even though I knew all of that, to actually see it was really eye-opening and made me appreciate even more, I guess, kind of the attention to detail and some of the realities of just how much energy and work goes into one bottle of oil. If you know what I mean, like it's a lot, you know, and I know we all, and I get it when people are like, well, this stuff's out of stock. It's like, well, think about if you really knew and thought about how much goes into each bottle, when you see the process like that, my complaining about things being out of stock is good done. Like, I'm just not going to do it anymore because the care and the process that it takes and the fact that, yeah, there's probably bottles of oil Young Living could use, but it just doesn't meet their standard, so they don't use it, which I think is a really neat thing. And to see that standard all the way through, how they handle, you know, even just cutting the tree, putting it in the pile, putting it in the chipper, driving it to the distillery, you know, they dump it out of the truck, or you fork it, you take a bucket and dump it into the big vat, and then the steam hits it, and it takes a couple hours to start to see the oil bubble up, because oil is heavier than the oil rises to the top. There's this big thing at the bottom that's full of water, and the oil will start bubbling up to the top. It's really neat to watch. I thought this was really cool. Once that's done, they literally empty the distillery of all that chip, those wood chips that they just steamed for the oil, and they use that for mulch as they plant new trees. So nothing's wasted. Everything's reused, and that stuff smells amazing. Like, when they were dumping that stuff out, I'm like, I want that mulch at my house. But like literally standing in a pile of blue spruce as it's going into the distillery, you know, to be distilled. Like, that's crazy. And then the steam hits it, and an hour, 2 hours later, you're starting to see oil bubble up. And that oil literally goes right into the bottle. That's just crazy to me, because I cut that tree down, or one of those trees. There were hundreds, but one of those, or not hundreds, yeah, there probably were, but one of those trees. So I think that, again, I've been doing this for a while, but that really opened my eyes to really, you know, this is pretty cool. It's a pretty cool deal. Like, I don't have any questions about where my oils come from. I saw them, at least the blue spruce.
The seed-to-sale process, to me, reminds me so much of the farm-to-table movement that has recently become so popular. The farm-to-table movement emphasizes quality over convenience. It recognizes the rise of processed foods and the sacrifices that we need to make to get back to our roots. To me, seed-to-sale is just like that, getting us back to our roots and connecting the consumer with the producer and using traditional techniques that could have been lost forever had it not been for Young Living reviving the essential oil revolution to today's public. So I asked these folks, what does seed to seal mean to them?
Hi, I'm Katie Giordano, and I am a Young Living Gold. When I was researching oils initially, I was actually pregnant with my second baby, and I had been interested in essential oils in general for various things to support the health of my first child. And when baby number two was coming along, I was introduced to Young Living. I didn't even know they existed before that. And in my research, just their seed to seal process, I was totally blown away with the quality of essential oils. And the fact that I was pregnant, I wanted to be using the highest quality. And the fact that I wanted to be using them with my kids, I wanted to be using the highest quality essential oil. And everything that I read about their process, from choosing the best seeds to hand weeding everything to using their own oils in place of pesticides to the timing of when they harvest the plant so that it has all the beneficial constituents that they want in it, the massive testing that they do, and the fact that only about a quarter of the essential oil that's produced ends up in the market, because if it doesn't have all of the therapeutic qualities they want in it, then it doesn't even go to market. I just was totally blown away that any company is going to that length to produce the highest quality essential oil. So it just made me feel safe to use it with my family, and I don't have any reserve in using my oils.
It's so important to me. The reason it's important to me is because where my family gets my food, where we get our food, is important to me. I love to buy from local farmers, and I love to know what's on my food, if there's something sprayed on it, or who's growing it, and I love to know how it's grown. So when I get my essential oils, I know that essential oils come from places, you know, all over the world. And I know that no matter, most companies, they have to buy them from vendors, and there's only a certain number of people that do the distilling, you know, within the world and do the growing. If you're buying from another company, there's really no way to know. Even they don't necessarily know where the oils are coming from. And it's not that they're a bad company necessarily. They're trying to get the best oils as well, but they don't have the farms, they don't have the distilleries, and they don't have the testing equipment to really dig in deep and make sure they're getting a perfectly pure product. What they'll have to do is go and, you know, if they're that careful, they'll have to go and interview their vendors thoroughly. And so there's a really good chance that most of these companies don't have a perfectly pure product. And Young Living does not only so much incredible amount of testing, but a lot of their oils are coming from their own farms. They know exactly the process. They know where they're getting them and who they're getting them from. They know how they're made. They know how they're farmed. And so that, to me, is everything when you're buying a product and you want the best product out there.
When you see it, you're like, oh, okay, they aren't lying. It really is true, you know? Yeah, no, it's not a slogan. It's the farm, and there's the tree. And I look at those bottles now, and I'm like, you know, I get it. Like, I get the process. I get why Gary and Mary and my wife and you and tons of people say all the time, you know, it matters that you know where your oils come from. You know, it matters that you know that there's no chemicals and that it's been tested. And, you know, I mean, that all that matters. It does matter. Not saying that to argue with other companies, but just that it's important to know. I know where my oils come from. I can fly to Spokane, Washington, and drive you to the farm. and you can see it. Like, it's there. You know, it's not a joke.
You have heard interviews from Dr. David Stewart, Julie Chertow, Becky Webb, Jonathan Webb, and Katie Giordano. Our program was produced today by Revolution Oils. Our editor is Rade Santrak. Music by Tim Marion, John Hugh Jean, Damian Dexter, and Andrew Summerfield, Stephen Krause, David Kidd, Ingo Herman, and Felix Toma. Special thanks to Sheila May Balasica, who creates our awesome graphics and show notes living in the Philippines. We love you, Sheila. Thanks for listening. Keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.